From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bilateral talks turn trilateral at summit. Two became three as a scheduled Monday morning meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was expanded to include Japan's Shinzo Abe. The change underscored the growing three-way relationship concerning regional security, especially regarding how to respond to North Korea's nuclear weapons. President Trump had little specific to say about the talks today, although he did tease an announcement that he'd be making Wednesday at the White House.
It'll be a very complete statement. And as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things.
The summit was permeated with quite a bit of protest as Renato Reyes of the Bayan New Patriotic Alliance.
We believe that the meeting will not bring any benefits for the Filipino people, but would rather worsen the human rights situation in the Philippines and drag the Philippines into various conflicts not of its interest in choosing. This is a meeting between two presidents with a very bad fascist mindset.
Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the Trusk village located inside the demilitarized zone. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran, about 70 kilometers northeast of Baghdad. More than 300 people are reported dead, with hundreds injured. There also has been an earthquake in Costa Rica. This is VOA News.